Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show Thursday morning on an absolutely insane sports week. And today, no exception. In a minute, I'm going to roll out for you some blockbuster stuff on what's really going on inside the Eagles organization and why they fired Doug Peterson. There's a lot more to it, Rhea, than what we were told until early this morning via a podcast that was Michael Irvin's podcast. And the guest was Troy Aikman. Mm. And guess who Troy talked to? Somebody nobody else has.
Somebody
all
close
week.
To the situation?
Very close. Doug Peterson himself. And the story Troy got, wow. But first, I want to tell you about other stuff. Because Al Borghetti over here, he's just, Al's glowing this morning.
Glowing.
About a terrific, exciting hockey game.
Yeah, good start. Couldn't ask for much
Can
more,
I tell
man.
You something else, too? 5:30. I like it.
What do you mean?
I like a 5:30
oh, God,
start.
No. That was awesome.
I love a 5:30 start.
Well, during a pandemic, I guess.
It's a little late, but I 4:30 would be better, but yeah. 5:30 was good. But, Carter Hart gives up an awful goal.
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, wow.
Did he get an official assist on that?
To Crosby, no less, and it didn't even matter.
I was shocked.
Six goals, they take out the Penguins. Oh, the only thing that was missing was the Crosby sucks chant at the end, Al.
Not allowed.
Even Gritty's got his own stage and the whole thing. It is weird no fans. You
weird.
Know what, Al? Hockey may be the sport that is hurt most by no fans. There's something about all those people and the goal and the explosion.
Yeah, it was weird.
Great. But it was great. Funny. And we'll be talking about that a little later in the hour. We have I got a really awkward situation. I hope I don't handle this badly. Yesterday, the James Harden deal went down. He is not a Sixer.
No.
And more people than you could ever imagine were relieved by this.
I was.
None more than Ben Simmons, however.
Yes. Yeah.
But, Al, I booked him before we do this. We have as a phone guest today at 7:30, Billy King.
Yes.
I'm going to play for you just before Billy comes on the reaction at WFAN, a sister station up in New York, when the deal went down. Because Craig Carton and Evan Roberts were on the air.
Right.
Roberts went berserk. And then they brought up Billy's name. Because Billy made a bad trade seven years ago that ruined their future. It took them 7 years to overcome Billy's trade. And then they did it again. Al, do I have a choice but to play it for Billy and see how he handles it? It's going to hurt his feelings. You know it's going to hurt his feelings. But full disclosure, that's my job. I have to put the stuff out there and see what happens. So we got Billy. Kevin Cootie's out at 7 because he could deal with this incredible story with Aikman. I'm about to roll out for you. Billy King's out at 7:30. Brian Billick's out at 8. Do you know when he won his Super Bowl? What year he was the coach of the Ravens? I did a little research on this.
2002?
2001, Rhea. Oh. It was his second year as the Ravens head
coach.
That's
familiar.
Now, yeah, just like that. Yeah. Now, here's the difference. They gave him 5 more seasons.
Yeah.
They gave Doug 3 more. I'm looking forward to hearing Brian Billick explain that. And John Stolness, Bleeding Green Nation, wrote a column about how he doesn't think, even after the Eagles won the Super Bowl, that Jeff Lurie and Howie Roseman had any faith in Doug Peterson. Doug Peterson could not win his bosses over during a parade. That is tough. Yeah. But let me give you the latest on what went down, because this is gold, all right? So Troy Aikman now, who is friendly with Doug Peterson, must be like our quarterback fraternity, you know, there.
Well, they talk before the game.
Yeah. A lot of times. Yeah. They're good friends. And frankly, Doug is friends with everybody. Doug is just a great guy.
Yeah.
That's what makes what happened this week worse. That, like, when Chip Kelly went, Chip Kelly's a horse's ass. Nobody cared. When Gabe Kapler got fired, we were high-fiving. The guy was a jackass.
Yeah.
Doug Peterson's a nice man, a good man. He won the ultimate prize for the city, and 3 years later, he got the boot. And we're all sitting around, because what are we going to do? Doug's not talking. Larry is spinning away. Howie is not talking since the move to fire. So we got to speculate. We're going, well, here's what happened. Doug went into that meeting. He had a meeting in Florida. And he had a meeting the previous week, and apparently he failed both interviews because he got fired. And we went, you know, he insisted he had to have his own coordinators. He wanted to make his picks, and he didn't want any intrusion like they did last year. And when they wouldn't let him do it, they said he didn't have the right vision for the organization, and they fired him. And we were, okay, that's fine, I guess, but it's a hell of a reason to lose a job. It wasn't the reason. The reason came out when Troy Aikman talked to Doug Peterson, who has not made a public comment.
No.
Right? But Troy talked to him, and here's Troy Aikman. This was released literally 2.5 hours ago on the internet. Here's Troy Aikman explaining what Doug said to him.
I reached out to Doug Peterson yesterday when I heard the news, and I'm surprised. What I gathered, and I don't know, I don't have any insight, but what I gathered it came down to was a difference of opinion as to how they were moving forward at the quarterback position is what I sensed. I sensed that, you know, here Jeff Lurie, the owner, has paid a lot of money to Carson Wentz, and they're on the hook with him. They can't get out of that contract, you know, right away. And yet it's my belief that Doug Peterson felt that Jalen Hurts was probably the quarterback going forward. And how does that mesh?
Wow. And then, you know, sometimes you go, you misquoted me, you misinterpreted what I said. He was even more concise in saying that Peterson's not here because he wanted Hurts instead of Wentz.
Without having any understanding of what took place in that meeting, I think they said, well, there's a difference of opinion as to how they're going to go forward and correct this past season. I believe it all came down to how they were going to handle Carson Wentz, and that's why Doug Peterson's now looking for a job.
It all came down to how they were going to handle Carson Wentz.
Okay.
Now, they also acquired Hurts.
Yeah.
They had a vested interest in both players.
They set up this scenario.
So then what? Why are the Eagle front office committed to Wentz?
It's called money.
Oh, wait. Well, hold on. Let me explore that a little further. So what you're saying is Howie Roseman made a commitment to Carson Wentz of $128
million. Yes.
And for him to have Hurts take the job would be unmasking Howie for making a horrible decision. A $128 million mistake.
Yes.
Is that what you're telling me?
That's what I'm telling you.
You are correct.
No, I love when I get one right early in the morning.
Rhea, there's no other way to look at it.
You always follow the money.
And I'm going to tell you, so our crack research staff, headed by producer Joe Wechter, did some what you call our forensic evidence.
Yes.
He went back to the
financial
Lurie.
Financial forensics.
Yeah. This is not financial. Oh. This is Lurie forensics. Yeah.
Oh.
We went back to the Jeff Lurie news coverage, the 42 minutes of torture earlier in the week. Mm-hmm. And you know what? He left all the clues there.
Yeah.
If you knew going in that they had already committed to Wentz, there's no quarterback competition.
No.
Wentz is the quarterback.
Yeah.
Because they gave him the money, and that's it. And if the other guy's better, no. We don't want to hear that. We gave the money to Wentz. He's got to be better. It's over, right? But listen, This is Lurie talking about Wentz and how important it is to fix him.
It behooves us as a team with a new coach, new coaching staff, to be able to really get him back to that elite progression where he was capable of, and at the same time, understand that there have been many quarterbacks in their fourth and fifth year. If you trace this, you can come up with many, many quarterbacks that have, you know, a single year where it's just, whoa, the touchdown to interception ratio is not what you want. And we're talking some great ones like Peyton and Ben and guys like that.
Wow. He's rolling Wentz out of having the worst passer rating in the entire league, and he's using the biggest names in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Al, I apologize. I should have told everyone to put hip boots on before I played this Lurie stuff, because he's piling the manure up real high. All right, here's the next thing, because Aikman addresses this too. You know, is Wentz fixable? Was it just a bad year? We'll start with Lurie on this, because Lurie sure made it sound like, Al, it was just a bad year.
I take a sort of a more, probably a longer view of this was not the best season for our offense. It was a poor season, and we also had a poor season at from Carson in terms of what he's been able to show in the past. Very fixable, and I fully expect him to realize his potential.
Very fixable. It's fixable.
Really?
Well, Aikman's not so sure. Here's what Aikman said about that.
It wasn't just this year. It's been a long time since I've seen Carson Wentz, you know, really play at the level that he needs to play at, or any quarterback needs to play at.
That's the truth. This Al, who do you trust more when they're looking at a quarterback? Do you trust Lurie or do you trust Aikman?
Oh, Aikman.
Aikman,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So Al, help me with this. The Philadelphia Eagles have already decided there is no competition at the quarterback position. God, at this point, I'm not even sure they gave the approval of moving from Wentz to Hurts.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure they signed off on that, because they do not want Wentz off the field when they're paying him $128 million.
Yes.
It comes down to being secure enough to admit a mistake and do what's right for your team. They don't. Hey, look, it's the eye test. You watch the two quarterbacks this year. There's no argument Hurts played better than Wentz. And Hurts is a rookie. He's a raw rookie. And Hurts played better than Wentz. What? Here's a big issue.
Right.
Now, you're a candidate for the next coaching job.
Right.
You come in. So, Al, what do you think about our quarterback situation?
I'm the coach coming in.
You're coming in now. Tell me what you
said. From what I saw?
Yeah.
I'm hoping to rehab Wentz. I'm going to give him every chance to rehab. And I don't like Hurts as much. I didn't see what you saw with Hurts.
Right, I saw you won the interview. Rhea,
well,
hold on. That's not what I was looking for at all. I can't coach this guy. Rhea.
Well, apparently I'm uncoachable too. Listen, I'm not sure that Wentz can be fixed, but
right.
I'm not sure that Jalen Hurts is a superstar moving forward.
Right,
yeah.
Watch, I'm going to have to use.
I liked what I saw.
I did.
I liked what I saw.
I'm going to have to use myself. I am now playing the role that I need to be played.
Of someone who agrees with you?
Yeah. Actually, no. Rhea, this is someone I'm going to play myself now. All right? So, Angelo, how do you see our quarterback situation if I hire you as head coach? Well, I'm going to tell you, Jeffrey, Howie, I think I got to just keep it wide open and see who the better quarterback is.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't make sense.
That doesn't
I'm fired.
Make sense.
Is that Angelo?
No, that I would.
Now I'm Lurie. Okay. Angelo, are you sure about that? 100% sure. My philosophy of football is may the best player win the position.
Yeah.
All right, Cataldi, you could leave now, you loser. You're out. You're out. Oh, you didn't give me the answer I needed. No, whoever comes in has got to say Wentz is the quarterback or they're dead. They're not getting hired. You just heard Aikman.
Yeah, but you can't.
They fired Peterson because he thought Hurts was better.
But if Wentz is terrible,
yeah,
you can't have him.
Well, how long is terrible?
You got a whole.
I just saw 12 games.
I'll tell you how long is terrible. An opener with fans in the stands.
You got a real preseason. You've got, and which is going to be really interesting.
So you're saying he even. Because I got committed. These guys are committed. They got rid of a Super Bowl hero because he wanted Hurts to be the quarterback.
They're committed to trying to rehab him.
Yeah.
That's what they're committed to.
But
if
you don't
think
–
if you can't, you can't. Because you, whatever we think, if the players don't think this guy can play –
Well, I got some
done.
On that, too. And Aikman deals with that, later.
That is the end.
Right. And Aikman, I'm going to play that soon.
Yeah, because you have set up the worst possible situation, which he put himself in it, Wentz, by not talking. He has to convince the fans. He has to convince a new coach. And he has to convince the locker room. He has a trifecta of stuff to overcome.
100% right. But, Al, remember – they didn't take any of that into account when they said to Doug, no, Carson's got to be the guy. Because I guess Doug had already committed mentally to Hurts.
Yes.
But if Wentz came out and blew the tires out in the first couple of games that looked great, he would have gone back to Wentz.
But
they just wanted him out.
Yeah.
It's disgraceful.
Because the quarterback wanted him out. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's the big story.
And do you not think they ever really loved Doug? I mean, here's the thing is, think they were as shocked as anybody they won a Super Bowl with them.
So the front office didn't love Doug.
No.
Do the players love Wentz?
I don't. It doesn't look that way, but who knows? I don't. I mean, we've had stories in the past that we all made fun of that looked like they might have been true.
Yeah. Anyway, both of you guys are hired as Eagles head coach. I am back out on the unemployment line.
Do I have to work for Lori and Roseman?
215-592-9494. Yes, the prize you won is Howie every day. Yeah. Good luck with that. We got your phone calls coming up. We come back. We got a question of the day coming up. Oh, and our contest today. I forgot our contest today. Our contest today, Al, is very, very simple, all right? Love at first sight. That's the contest today. Yesterday, when James Harden was traded.
Yeah.
All right? Everybody was very nervous in the city. Not about losing Ben Simmons. About losing Tyrese Maxey.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You know why that is?
Because he's fun.
Love at first sight.
Yep.
Simmons, we tanked 4 years for. Simmons is this, he's that, he's everything. They were willing to get rid of Ben.
Yeah.
They were not ready to get rid of Maxey.
Yeah.
Who do you love as an athlete from day one?
Hmm.
Or as a coach? Or as a GM? First time you saw him. There's a couple guys right now. Literally right now, love at first sight.
Yeah.
Name them, win prizes today. I got great stuff for you. So here's the numbers, 215-592-9494. WIP Sports Time 668.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.